thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Iranians encounter Christ through satellite broadcasts, despite political and communication barriers. Then increasing restrictions limit direct ministry in China, but new strategies open the way. That story in just a few moments. But first, the Pentagon says 2,000 Army troops are being moved to the Middle East, even as the Trump administration seeks a diplomatic off-ramp for the Iran conflict. It's a powder keg situation as regional tensions and missile strikes continue to escalate. But inside Iran, there's another story unfolding. Through satellite TV broadcasts, Sat-7 is reaching homes in Iran with Christ's hope, and God is moving. John Cernelia, president of Sat-7 USA, says,
"Satellite continues to be the only reliable source or way to get information into the country. The government can easily block the internet. They can easily shut down phone service. So we're on a primary and reliable source to get into the country."
Recently, an Iranian Christian woman with Sat-7 answered a tense phone call. The caller was angry because his wife stopped taking his abuse after watching Sat-7.
Our young Iranian woman paused and said, "Well, sir, what we told your wife is that she was created in the image of God. Her body is a holy temple to be protected and to be honored." And then this young 20-something said, "And sir, that's how we see you. You too were created in the image of God."
Today, this man is being discipled by Sat-7 and hearing the gospel. Pray Iranians find hope in Christ. Next, it's been nearly 10 years since Saudi Arabia's government launched Vision 2030. This initiative has dramatically changed its public sector, economy, and society, with implications for gospel workers. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says that Saudi Arabia in 2016 and today are like two completely different countries. Here are two factors of the change.
One was the disempowering of the religious police, who were enforcing the Quranic code. You didn't have so many people living in so much fear.
Then some traditions or laws that were based on the Quran have been changed. One example is that women no longer need a male relative to accompany them in order to travel. Nettleton says these changes in cultural standards have created new spiritual openness.
The average person in Saudi Arabia starts to question the foundation of those standards. Well, I thought this is what the Quran says. Did the Quran change, or did it not really ever say that? Well, then what else is there that is permanent, that I could trust?
However, gospel workers walk carefully. Non-Muslims can live in Saudi Arabia, but Saudi citizens converting from Islam is prohibited by the government and severely resisted by family. Please pray for open doors for gospel workers already in Saudi Arabia, slowly planting seeds. Pray for more ambassadors to join them. Then, due to restrictions in China, Eric Berklin with China Partner says the ministry is pivoting to encourage Christian leaders in China over the phone. Berklin says,
"We just need to stay faithful at this time. And what I mean by that is to stay faithful in staying connected with our brothers and sisters inside China."
Though restrictions on churches increase, China is still very welcoming of those on tourist visas. China Partners' key leadership engagement strategy will allow them to support Christian leaders through open and legal interactions.
We're going to use that open door of just traveling to China, and then when we're there, have face-to-face meetings with these brothers and sisters, but more on a low-key level.
In October, one Chinese pastor told Berklin, "When God closes a door, he opens the window."
Basically, we're going to do whatever we can within the system to serve Christ and to stay faithful in reaching as many people for Jesus Christ as we can.
Please pray that doors will open again for direct ministry in China and for God's wisdom during China Partners' upcoming visit. Pray that it will be an encouragement to the churches there. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.